Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the pivot 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, 5 Frank, 401 is a route.
Good afternoon and welcome to the LP Zone, loss prevention. That's right, it's all about retail security here on the LP Zone Radio. Glad that you have joined us on the Private Officer Radio Network today, Wednesday the 20th of June of 2012. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International. Well, now that we've got all those particulars out of the way, good afternoon. Hope that you're having a great Wednesday so far, a great week. I know that we have been extremely busy as always. Beautiful weather, sun, hot temperatures, blue skies. Summer is here once again. And that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. To those of us in the public safety, law enforcement, or security field, that means busy, busy, busy. More people are out. More people are involved in situations and incidents. There's more crime during these months, and it's just a busy time for those of us in this industry. And over the last, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, we've seen the number of incidents involving private security increase substantially. We've seen the number of assaults on law prevention as well as uniformed officers rise, which it normally does during this time of year. Any law enforcement department will let you know that summer, of course, they see quite an increase in calls for service, incidents, problems, situations. More people are out and about. In fact, we did a radio program about a month or so ago about summertime crime and the seasons of crime, because seasons do really have a lot to do with the types of crimes that are happening, the frequency, and even the location. So if you missed that program, be sure to go back and check it out. And while you're at it, you might want to check out some other great programs that we've done over the last 5 or 6 weeks. We recently just completed a two-part series on how to articulate a use of force incident. It's very important that you understand exactly what to write and what not to write and how to write it in a professional manner to articulate what happened so that everyone knows and feels like they were actually there at the time and they get the picture, because otherwise, if they are second guessing, that could be a real problem for you down the road. It could be a real problem for you criminally, being charged with the use of force, crime, or even sued. So be sure to check out that two-part series. We also did a great show called Kiting. It was about the resurgence of a old crime that I thought would have disappeared by now because of the new Check 21 law. But kiting is really floating checks between banks. Being in retail security, loss prevention, mall security, you'll definitely want to check that out as well. We also did, about 3 weeks ago, I guess, a very interesting radio program about understanding the graffiti culture. Many people think that when they see graffiti on the walls, it's all gang related. That's not the case at all. You might want to go back and check that out, because that way when you're spotting, spray painting, graffiti on your store walls, the mall, shopping center walls that are done by area teens, it could be gang related. It could not be gang related. You might want to check that out. We also know that there's been numerous reportings in the last few years of spray paintings, graffiti inside retail establishments in the restroom, which has always been a problem, but now they're actually spray painting, changing rooms, and other areas of the retail store. So you might want to go back and check that out. We had an excellent speaker, a investigator from a West Coast police department who specializes in graffiti, tagging, and understanding the graffiti culture. So definitely, I think that would be worthwhile for you. And on Monday, this past Monday, we began a brand new three-part series on the use of force. I can't say this enough, but force involving private security has just gone through the roof. Some of it very necessary and some of it very questionable. So this past Monday, we began part one on the use of force. We had some instructors from the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center down in Georgia. And next week, we will have another instructor from the same facility. And we'll also be dissecting a couple of recent cases of security officers being arrested for murder and manslaughter because they use excessive force. And we will be looking at those cases to see what went wrong. Was too much force used? And how to, you know, really help the security officer, the loss prevention officer, to use the right amount of force. And then the following Monday, we'll wrap it all up in part three. You won't want to miss this series. Well, today we're going to be talking about being in the hot zone, responding to numerous types of calls, whether you're in loss prevention or mall security or even uniform security elsewhere, responding to the hot zone, to the hot calls. We used to call those the hot dog calls. Everybody who was a hot dog, you know, rookies especially, they were waiting for those calls. Those are the exciting calls. Those are the ones that get the blood flowing. And yes, I was guilty too. All right, you got me. And we'll be talking about how to gather information so that responding to those calls, you know, you'll be able to understand them and be prepared for them in advance before you get into the heat of the whole situation. We've got a lot of information to share with you here. And, you know, as always, we're just very, very busy. We're very busy. We got so much going on. But we're glad that you have joined us today on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network and the LP Zone. Always, always try to mention that if you'd like to send us an email, you can do that right now at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. If you have a question or you would like to have a comment, you'd like for us to announce something important happening, we'll be glad to do that for you. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. We're also looking for a host, a guest on the program. If you would like to speak about something involving loss prevention, mall security, retail security, you know, credit card fraud, send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Be sure to include your particulars, who you are, your background, and the subject matter, and we'll schedule that in. We have a very exciting program coming up next Wednesday. This is really something cool, and I'm looking forward to speaking to a canine security team, a dog and security officer partner Yes, I'll be talking to the dog too. Woof, woof. We will be speaking to several guests from a mall in Georgia who recently added a canine team to patrol the mall. We're going to be asking them if there was an, you know, upswing in crime or exactly what brought this about, you know, how the customers are receiving, seeing a dog walking through the mall, police dog especially. We understand that this is a highly trained dog, narcotics dog. He's been certified in narcotics. We'll be talking in pretty much in depth about this whole experience for the mall. This is the second mall that we're aware of that actually uses K-19. We also know several hospitals over the last few years have added K-19s as well. And, of course, there are some colleges and universities who have K-19s. But having them in such a close quarters such as a mall, I think is very interesting and definitely can be perceived many different ways by the shoppers and customers. Some may be afraid. Some may be, you know, kind of guilty and not sure why, you know, the dog is there and wonder if it's there for them, or maybe it may deter some shoplifters from, you know, shoplifting because they think the dog's going to chase them down. We'll have to see. But join us next Wednesday on the LP Zone for that. Lots of things. I'm telling you, we are busy, busy beavers, and we're just really happy for everything that's going on. We've been announcing on our Monday radio program about the Memorial Ride. This is something very exciting, as you may or may not know. Each year, on the third week of September, Private Officer International recognizes the security personnel killed in the line of duty. And during this time, we hold a number of ceremonies and recognition services. And this year, we're doing something completely different. We will be holding those ceremonies, and some companies are holding their own, as always. But this year, for the first time, we are sponsoring a memorial ride, cross-country memorial ride. We hope to hit about 36 states, about 6,000 to 10,000 miles on the road over a three-week period. You can be involved. You can donate. Any amount of money is, you know, more than welcome. You can go to our website at privateofficer.com, and right there on the front page is a banner, you know, talking about the memorial ride, and it has a link to donate. You can also sponsor. If you're a company, a mall, a department store, or even an individual, you can sponsor at any amount. Just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. All sponsors will be included in all of our media contact, our press conferences, our materials and handouts, and you will receive a substantial amount of PR from this sponsorship. But this is going to be a great thing as we cross the country. We'll be holding a number of press conferences, some training events. We'll be talking to many I'm sure, in the public that are not aware of the number of assaults and injuries and deaths in the security industry, as well as opening the eyes to law enforcement and other officials as well. We're going to get a lot of press on this. We've already had some in the Virginia and North Carolina area, and we're going to have a lot more. So if you're interested, just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. You can also get involved simply by joining the memorial ride as it enters your state or city or area. You can become part of the caravan. Just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we will let you know when we are arriving and schedule time to meet you at a specific place to be part of the caravan. So lots of great stuff happening. I mean, it is just packed full. Before we go to our first break, I do want to mention that tomorrow, Thursday the 21st, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA, for the Nashville Chapter 305. I said 301 the other day, but it's actually 301. 305 is Connecticut. See, we have so many chapters opening up, it gets confusing. I will be in Nashville anyways tomorrow at the Regions Bank Center downtown Music City, at the Alliance Training and Testing Facility at 315 Dedrick Street, and that is in the Regions Bank Center. If you are in the Nashville metro area, be sure to join us between 6 p.m. and 7:30 Central Time for an exciting chapter meeting. We will be discussing the officer down response teams. We'll be going over the memorial ride, sponsorships. We'll also be forming some committees to be involved in a number of aspects of business, as well as benevolent services in the Nashville metro. Also, we're very excited about some other things happening. I'm telling you, lots going on, and I'll tell you more about that in a few moments.
There was the explosion. And I remember just opening my eyes, and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
We are back here on the LP Zone. We were talking a moment ago about the chapter meeting coming up tomorrow in Nashville, Tennessee. We also have chapter meetings going on in a number of other states, including Connecticut, Hawaii, brand new chapter in Kansas City. We have another new chapter opening up in Baltimore, Maryland. So if you live in the Baltimore, Maryland area and you'd like to be involved, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We will be sending out some information this coming week on a conference call, and also some general information on you, how you can be involved in that. Another chapter opening right now, forming, getting some information going on, getting some people involved in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you are in the big DWF or DFW, the big Dallas metro, be sure to send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Again, we'll also be sending out an email and having a conference call next week on that area as well. We also have a brand new chapter opening up rather soon in upstate New York. So lots of chapters opening up. Things are really taking off. Lots going on. We do have, unfortunately, some sad news to bring in today. A security officer has passed away while on duty. Michael Burris, a veteran, 16-year veteran of the University of Maryland, Baltimore University, age 46, died on the 16th or 17th of this month, a few days ago. Officer Burris was well-loved and liked there along the campus area. He is married, has four children, and according to the press release that we received from the university, he died on duty of natural causes. Now, it didn't say if it was, you know, a heart attack. It didn't say if it was, who knows? We don't know. But we do know that Officer Burris was on duty at the time of his death, working at the University of Maryland, Baltimore campus, and we pass our condolences off to his wife, his children, and his coworkers, because he will be sadly missed, I'm sure, by them as well. You know, it's an unfortunate situation, but we are out on scene. We've already made contact. Our officer down response team's already made contact with our employer and with several other folks in the area. We'll be making contact with his wife as well, and probably attend the upcoming services. We sent out an email regarding this. If you're on our email list, then you've received it. It has some details in there as to the time of service and a memorial being held for him as well. And if you're in the Baltimore area, please try to make that. I think it would be a great thing. Or if you need more information, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we will be glad to pass that information along to you. Just one of those very unfortunate things that, do happen. And very young, 46 years old, very young. Something that we try to really express and to get the message across frequently when we're talking about officer down and officer injury is, you know, this is kind of a side note, but it's very important. Make sure that you're prepared for death. Make sure that you're prepared for the inevitable. I mean, we're all going to go sometime. We don't have control over when, but be sure that you have a will. If you're a member of Private Officer International, that is something that we give to you, a document, legal document, that is prepared for you, and it's updated and upgraded every time that you renew your membership. It's very important that you have a will. Even, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't own anything. I've got an old junker car, and I live in an apartment. Well, you own something, and you might have a few dollars in the bank. You know, you might have something. And it's very important, especially if you're married and you have children, that you have a legal document. Otherwise, it's going to go to the probate court or to the court in your jurisdiction that will decide how to dispose of your property and who should get it, whether it be the wife, the children, or, you know, a cousin, long-lost cousin that you really didn't want to have anything to do with. So it's important to make sure that you have that document, that you have it notarized, and that you have a copy of it put safely away someplace, and that you have someone responsible, someone that you want to have control of disposing of your, you know, property, money, whatever it might be. The other thing that's very important, and I mention this pretty frequently, we've had a couple of radio shows about this as well, it's very important to have insurance. I know it's, you know, in this day and age, especially in the private security field, we don't make a lot of money. You know, some people just think, well, it's not really important, you know. Yeah, it is important. It's important to have life insurance as well. So there's a lot of life insurance that you can get for under $20. Sometimes your employer will supply at least a minimal policy, $25,000, or sometimes even the you know, it's worth the salary of one year salary. So, you know, if they have it, great. If not, and even if they do, you definitely want to get your own. At least, you know, $50,000, $100,000 policy, which will cost you about $20, $25 a month, especially if you're married and have children, especially young children. Don't leave them holding the bag. You know, we'll probably have another program about this because it's really very, very, very important. And there's one more important thing that you should have, and, you know, I don't know. why I'm getting off on this, but you should have a DNR if you do not want to be resuscitated, if you go into cardiac arrest, if you don't want to be on life support, if you've had a serious car accident, and you know, this is something that's very important. Otherwise, it's a decision that your wife will have to make, and you really don't want to, or husband, and you really don't want to leave them in that spot. So if you have a DNR, if you don't want to be resuscitated, this document, which has to be, you know, notarized, signed, and kept in a safe place also, this will really give the medical providers the information as to what your wishes are on this situation. And it really is an important tool that you should have. So you should have life insurance. You should have a will. You should have a living will, which is basically a directive. If you are unable, incapacitated, you're unable to speak about your medical, you know, situation, and you want someone to take control, and you definitely should have a DNR if you don't want to be resuscitated. That's something you really need to decide upon. All right, let's talk about something a lot more happier. We have a few, I guess about a month ago now, started something called the Independent Marketing Associates. And the IMA is really similar to Avon and Mary Kay and Tupperware, except that it's not multi-level. We are going to allow all of our associates, members, to sell, market all of our products, all of our training, all of our services, our memberships, products. You'll have a chance to go out and, you know, canvas and do the whole nine yards. You'll also be able to eventually represent our college and help recruit students, and you'll get paid substantially for it. Now, right now, we're putting together some video training. They'll have a video training online within the next few weeks, I'm told. You'll take that, you'll take a small exam, and you'll be certified as an independent marketing associate. This can be a part-time gig or a full-time job. It's really, you know, all dependent on you. We also have a brand new training coming up right now, and it is on the Officer Down Response Team. You know, one of the things about being a worldwide company is that it's hard to be everywhere at once, or even to be everywhere, period. You know, we just don't have the time, the finances, or the personnel to travel from Texas to Alaska to California to Connecticut to train people on the various, you know, things and to help them to get their chapters up and running. I wish I had a private jet, but, you know, maybe one day. But right now, no. So for us to be able to adequately train and get people up and running in various courses such as the IMA or the Officer Down Response Team, I think that video training, I think it'll be great, and I think it'll be the key to many people's success. So we hope to get that up and running within a few weeks. We do have a couple of job openings I want to tell you about as well. We are looking for, if you're in the Richmond, Virginia area, we are looking for an instructor, must be DCJS certified, the instructor, firearms instructor, must be flexible. If you are interested, please send us your resume and credential certificates and all that good stuff to adminassist@privateofficer.com. We're also looking for an EMT instructor for our school. If you are in Virginia or North Carolina and you are a EMT certified instructor, again, just send us your resume and your qualifications to adminassist@privateofficer.com. If you are involved in being a chaplain or you'd like to be a chaplain, we also have some openings in a number of states for chaplains. Again, diddle, send us your resume and contact information. You know, we will get back to you ASAP and get you involved. This is a full or part-time paid position. All of these are part-time or full-time paid positions. So, you know, if you're wondering, do I got to volunteer? No, these are actually paid positions. How about that? So if you're looking to make some money, honey, we'll be right back.
Slow down.
And move over. When you see light, best.
Or reflective. Please, give us some room. Slow down.
And move over.
We look out for you. So look out for us.
Please.
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 Slow down.
And move over.
It's the law.
It's the law. It's the law.
Hi, I'm Jesse James Leha. In my championship victories, it took training, planning, and these hands to give me the protection to survive and win. But out here in the water, this life jacket gives me the protection to survive and live. Don't take chances. Make sure everyone on board wears a life jacket. Wear it. Póntelo. Do it for your family.
Okay, you are back with us here on the LP Zone. Woo! Everything is loss prevention, retail security, mall security, you know, stopping those shoplifters, credit card fraud, schemers and scammers here on the LP Zone. Glad that you are joined us or have joined us today. Hey, if you're listening and you'd like to call in for a moment before we switch on over to our training segment, you can do that. Area code 347. 426-3807, area code 347-426-3807. Just got a email a few moments ago. I was reading it from Ryan, and he says he really enjoys both the Monday night program and the LP Zone. He learns a lot from our radio programs. And, you know, we get a lot of emails. We have a lot of listeners who tell us they really love the topics, the training, the information. There's nothing else like it. There's nobody else in the security industry doing, you know, the things that we're doing. And we'd love it if you would just spread the word, you know. Word of mouth advertising is great. It's just there's a lot that we have to offer people. And even though we have lots of members and lots of associates, the more the merrier. There's a lot of security officers out there who really need the support of POI. They really need the training. They just need to know that somebody cares. So definitely let your coworkers know, If you meet or see other security personnel out in the field, be sure to talk with them and pass the information on. And, you know, also, there's some benefits for you. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you didn't know it. But we do also have a program to reward all of our members who refer other folks and they, you know, who sign up to become members. So check it out on the website at privateofficer.com. All right. Well, we're going to switch on over to our training segment today. We're going to talk a little bit about being in the hot zone, And tonight or today, we're not talking about the weather. There are a lot of times when private security, law enforcement, public safety is dispatched to some serious calls. Sometimes the call doesn't sound so serious. Sometimes it sounds basic, and I hate to use this word, word is used frequently, but routine. Sometimes it sounds very routine. But I have to tell you, no call, no incident, no situation is routine. It might be okay to refer to it as a routine call after it's over, after it's complete, after it's done, after we're safe, after we're back on the road and everything is over, then maybe we can say, yeah, well, it was just another routine call. But never enter a situation, never respond to a call, never go into an incident thinking, oh, this is just going to be a routine call. I got a complaint, you know, the mall office, the dispatch has sent me over to the arcade, kids making noise, kids hanging out. Yeah, I get this call 4 or 5 times a day. All right. I'm walking on down there. Let me stop over here and get me a smoothie real quick. Yeah, I'm thirsty. I think I get a little something to drink. Hey, I just got a text. Let me handle this text real quick. Yeah, I'm walking still over to the arcade. When you take that, you know, attitude, when you look at things in a routine manner, when you have that type of response, your head's not in the game. You are setting yourself up for failure, for being assaulted, injured, even killed. No matter how many times you respond to an incident, no matter how many times you get dispatched to the same type of call at the same location, no matter how many times you, the LP agent, runs down from the office to snag a shoplifter, never respond with the thoughts, this is all routine. I've done it 100 times, 1,000 times. Oh, yeah, I can tell this is just an old lady shoplifter. Nothing's, you know, no big deal. I'll stop her and she'll come back and she'll cry. She'll give me the stolen stuff. And I'll call police and lock her up. Yeah, I'm still walking on down to the arcade. I got my smoothie in hand. I've finished texting my girlfriend, my father, my brother. Let me take this phone call real quick. I'll get there sooner or later. It's no big deal. What are you doing? What do you think is happening to you mentally? If you've ever been involved in sports, if you've ever, you know, played high school ball, college ball, you know that going into any game or being in any game with that attitude, with that look, with that feeling, you have already struck out. You have already failed. You are more likely to be injured on the field. You have also let your team down because of your attitude. You know, there's an old saying, your attitude will determine your altitude. Let me say that one more time. Your attitude will determine your altitude. Pretty good, huh? So if you think negatively, if you don't really have any excitement, inspiration about the job at hand, if you're not focused, then don't expect to be a winner on the field. And in security, law enforcement, public safety, don't expect that great things are going to happen with that mentality. When you're responding to a call, whether you've been dispatched or it's self-initiated, it's something that you have come upon or something that you've chosen to investigate, something you've chosen to stop and look further into, check out a vehicle, check out a person, get involved, be proactive. If you have a negative attitude before you get out to investigate, you're not prepared. You're not defensively prepared. You don't have any tactical preparation. And things can quickly go sideways in the hot zone. The hot zone is where you are face-to-face, toe-to-toe with the suspect, with the situation, with the incident. There's no time to think then. There's no time to respond then. Then it's too late. When you're in the hot zone, you have to be prepared, completely prepared before you get there. There's a number of things that you can do when responding to a hot zone or to a hot call. There's a number of things that you can prepare yourself for. There are things to be thinking about before you catch the shoplifter, before you make the stop. Too many times in private security, security officers approach things nonchalantly. They approach things like, you know, same old, same old. And that's where it all hits the fan. That's when we have problems. That's when people get assaulted, injured, and killed. That's when suspects flee. That's when it all goes bad. When we're in the hot zone, we need to be prepared beforehand, mentally, physically. In private security, if you're an LP zone, if you're an LP agent or a mall security officer, you may or may not have a dispatcher. I know in the years that I worked loss prevention, some stores, we didn't have radio communications in the old days, you know, in the beginning. We had no cell phones back then. So if we were on the floor following a suspect, even if we had a partner, unless that partner was side by side with us or within that aisle, we had no communication. We couldn't hand signal. We couldn't smoke signal. You know, there was no signaling, no communication, no way to alert, to prep, to inform. But then things got a little bit better toward the end. We got some two-way radio communications. Some of the department stores began to have radio, two-way radios for their agents and even for the switchboard or the operator, and even management in some cases carry two-way radios now. I know that Sam's and Walmart, Costco, and a few other stores, JCPenney, a lot of the team now have two-way radios. You know, the stores are pretty big. You know, most stores, retail stores, can easily be 100 to 150,000 square feet. That's large. A shopping mall, whoo, you know, depending on where you are, even the smallest shopping mall is huge. It's really a small city within the city. And now with the larger shopping malls that are two and three stories high and spread out, plus several parking decks, you've got garages, you've got, you know, parking lots, you've got 100 to 200 stores now in the mall. As a mall security officer, public safety officer, you need communication. So it's very important, before you get to the hot zone, to get as much information as possible from whoever's relaying the information. If you're a loss prevention mall, you know, security officer, mall security officer, you need to understand what it is that you're going into so that you can be prepared, so you can be looking out, so that you can have the necessary information to react and to respond. So let's say that you're an LP agent and you're working at, you know, XYZ store, and you have two-way radio communication with the operator, the switchboard, and they call you and say there's a suspicious person. You need to check them out in the men's department. Don't just hop on over to the men's department. Oh, I got a call. Got a suspect. Oh, yeah. You know, if you do it like that, you're going to blow your cover, number one. Number two, you're going to be right in the middle of something that you're not prepared for that could immediately turn against you. We've seen a number of cases where loss prevention agents have gone into a situation unprepared, without the information, not knowing really what was happening, and all of a sudden they're involved in an armed confrontation. You got to have the information. So if you do have two-way communication and you're an LPA agent, loss prevention agent, make sure that you get the information, as much detail about the suspect. How many are there? Male or female? White, black, Hispanic, Asian? What color clothes are they wearing? What are they doing that's suspicious? What aroused your suspicion that you're calling me? I need the information as much as possible. Now, what you're going to get 9 times out of 10, on the other end, they're going to go, I don't know. Customer told me somebody's over there, or I walked by and they looked at me real, you know, suspicious. Okay, so they just looked at you suspiciously, and okay, I mean, is that all that happened? Well, I saw some clothes on the floor down by their feet. Okay, well, that's more information. Might be a theft in progress. I heard some snipping going on over there, like metal clicking, metal cutting, or something. That information right away will allow you to respond, knowing that you may have somebody either clipping off the tags, metal detectors, clipping off the metal, security tag, possibly cutting open CDs, depending on, you know, if your store sells CDs. They could also be, doing a number of other things. They could be breaking into a display case. As much information as possible is what you need. You need to gather all the details before you get there so that you know, number one, who you're looking for, number two, why they're dispatching you, number three, what the caller, whether it be an employee or a customer, what they saw, what they heard, why they think, you know, this is going on. You know, you may get information that the customer or even the employee saw them cutting tags with a knife. Don't you want to know the information before you approach them? Don't you want to have that detail before you wind up face-to-face, toe-to-toe with that suspect? Of course you do. Before you're in the hot zone, you need the information. as much as possible. So when the switchboard, a manager, another LP agent is dispatching you or calling you to a situation, make sure that you get the details as much as possible. Who, what, where, when? Why do you think this is going on? What did you hear? The more details, the more information that you have, the better you're going to be prepared to respond, the better you're going to be prepared to be ready for whatever happens. You'll be able to call assistance back up before you get to the scene, before you get to that department, before you get to that shoplifter's aisle, whatever. You need the information before you get to the hot phone. All right, so now you're a security agent in a department store, and you're watching. You know, in the old days, we watched on the floor, or if we were lucky, in the catwalk up, you know, a story or two up above them in the one-way mirror. Now you can watch them from the comfort of your office via high-tech video. So now you're watching them. You see a theft. You see a concealment. They have concealed merchandise under their clothing or in the purse, in the bags. Now they're heading for the door. Woo! Adrenaline's pumping. You're excited. All right, gotta go, gotta go. They're all alone. Number one, you're losing contact with the suspect. You can't really determine if they still have the merchandise, but you're going to make the stop anyway. So, you know, you hurry up downstairs from wherever your office is or from the back to the front to the back, whatever it is. You hurry up. You get out to where the suspect is. And all of a sudden you find out there's three of them. What didn't you do? While you were observing the suspect, you didn't observe the area. You didn't watch the other people in the area to see who was watching the suspect, who was watching the clerk, who was out scoping. A lot of times, professional shoplifters will have a team that will come in. They'll scope out the store. They'll leave. Somebody else will come in. Sometimes, you know, person A will set up the merchandise, and then person B will come along and take that merchandise. Be aware of your surroundings before you head out to the hot zone, before you get right there, you know, face to face with the suspect and find out, whoops, he's got some friends and I've got no backup. Same thing if you're in mall security. Make sure you know what you got before you get into it, if at all possible. Don't run into things head first without first sizing it up. That's why we use Size Up. We use Scene Size Up in fire and police service. We teach this all the time. I've mentioned it, even done some training programs here on the radio program about Scene Size Up. Make sure you size up the situation, the scene. See who's involved. How many people do you have? What's going on? Try to gather that information in your head before you get out there and get yourself in trouble. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What have you been told? What can you determine is going on? Make sure you get backup coming, you know. If it seems like something huge, be prepared, be tactful, be ready. It's the only way to prevent assaults. It's the only way to be on your game and be prepared. So be prepared in your mind. And that will lead to you being prepared to do the job the way it should be done. The attitude that you have will determine your altitude. When you're in the hot zone, you need to have information whether it's given to you by the dispatcher, whether it's given to you by the switchboard, whether it's given to you by a witness or a victim, or whether it's information that you yourself have put together through observation, through investigation. You need to put it all together so you know what it is you're dealing with before you get into the hot zone and get into trouble. Because when you're in the hot zone, there's no way to cool off, baby. You're there. You're in the heat of battle. You're in the heat of moment. And if you're working as a loss prevention agent and you're all by yourself, even though you're supposed to have backup from management, from floor personnel, from receiving, you know and I know they may or may not be there. They may or may not get there in time, and they may or may not want to even be involved. You know, we've all been there. We understand. So make sure before you get in the hot zone, you're prepared. You know who's involved. You know how many's there so that you can get others involved, so you can get backup, so you can get law enforcement, so that you can approach them cautiously. It's important to know as much information as possible whenever you're investigating, whenever you're responding to any incident, any situation, especially if you're making an apprehension of a shoplifter or a trespasser. As I've said 1,000 times, maybe 1,000,000, I don't know, 1,000 for sure. When you're in loss prevention, that is as close as you can get to being in law enforcement. You're making apprehensions and arrests almost on a daily basis. You're conducting investigations of misdemeanors and fraud and felonies frequently. You have the ability to take someone into custody and determine whether or not that person's going to go to jail, whether or not, you know, you're going to let them go. In some cases, you have the ability in some states to write a ticket and release them. You have a lot of responsibility and authority in loss prevention, so be prepared to do the job correctly. When you're in the hot zone, there's no time, no way to back out. The only way that you can absolutely save yourself from being burned is to be prepared. Go in with the right equipment. Go in right with the right gear, just like a firefighter. You know, firefighters don't enter houses or buildings that they know, you know, is burning inside. Obviously, that makes sense, doesn't it? Same thing for you. When you're working in security, law enforcement, you've got to be prepared. Make sure that you are going into the heat, going into the battle, prepared. And part of preparation is information, having the right mindset, being trained the right way. And that will keep you safe. That's all for today's LP Zone. Be sure to join us Monday for part two of The Use of Force, and next Wednesday, be with us as we talk to a couple of representatives from a mall in Georgia who recently added a canine team. Thanks again for being with us on the LP Zone. God bless, be safe, until we see you here on the radio next week.